The Lord. If you have your Bibles this morning, we're going to go to a very familiar portion of Scripture. John chapter 10, verse 10. And I just want to say that we had the youth here on Friday night. We had 20 young people here on Friday night. And we were combining, of course, with the Baptist Church, and so we had a wonderful time. Michelle was here to help, and Pastor Raff was here to teach. And so it's good to have that relationship between the two groups, and it is flourishing. And we just want to remind you that we are having young youth every Friday night. And we want to encourage you to pray for them, that the Lord will bless them and minister to them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse 10. Father, I just want to thank you for your precious word this morning. I want to thank you, O Lord, that we can come into this house, and Lord, we can receive from you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Can somebody lift their hands and thank God for the Holy Spirit this morning that is able to minister to us and able to strengthen us this morning? And whatever you're going through, the Holy Spirit is present here this morning to strengthen you, to pour into you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Father, we just thank you for your word this morning. We pray your word will speak to us. We pray that your word will speak to us this morning. And we'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share for a few moments on it's time to take back what the devil stole from you. It's time to take back what the devil stole from you. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life. I want you to hear this morning. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Boy, that's I heard one amen. Jesus said, I have come that they, who's they? That's us. That we would have life and that we would have it more abundantly. How many know we have abundant life this morning in the name of Jesus? Glory to God. The thief, of course, is the devil. And he has three main goals: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to take from you what rightfully belongs to you. And what weapons does he use? He uses two kinds of weapons, and they are, number one, lies, and number two, deceptions. Lies and deceptions. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. And Jesus said the opposite. He said, I have come to give life. Now this word life, many of you know, is the Greek word zoe, which means active and vigorous. Active and vigorous. blessed of God. How many know that you are blessed of God this morning? If you believe that, lift your hands and praise Him. You are the blessed of God. And that means having His favor. Having His favor. You know, God is in your corner. God is in your corner this morning. He's on your side. Boy, if you're going to have someone on your side, there's no better person than God Himself. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, He's on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise the Lord. I want us to go to the next scripture this morning, 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I want to just dig into this a little bit more to take back what the devil stole from you. The devil's desire is to take from you what rightfully belongs to you. And we have an instance of this in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, beginning at verse number 3. So David and his men came to the city. They had been away from their homeland, their home city, and there it was, burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. You know, it's a horrendous thing when something has been taken from you. And here his own wives, and his children were snatched away. Everything that belonged to him was taken away. And not only from him, but from all the men who were with him. And the Bible says they lifted their voices. They were so grieved in their hearts. You know, there's just something agonizing when that which we've come to love and appreciate is stolen from us. Hello, someone. Something or someone that we love, someone that we have grown to love, is taken from us. We grieve. We grieve. The Bible says they lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam, and the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Then go down to verse number 8. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And God answered and said, "Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail." Now I want you to get this in your spirit. "And without fail, recover all." Hallelujah. How many know God wants us to recover everything the devil has stolen from us? Everything. Everything. He said, you're going to have to pursue them. You're going to have to overtake them. But without fail, you shall recover everything that the devil has taken from you. See, this is a promise. God gave a promise to David. And God is giving each one of us this morning a promise that if we'll listen to Him,
He will help us to overtake the enemy and take back what the devil has stolen from us. He said, you're going to recover all. You're going to recover your wives. You're going to recover your children. And you're going to recover your possessions. I want that to sink in this morning. That God is interested in your spouse. Listen to me. He is interested in your spouse. He's interested in your children. And he's interested in your possessions. Why? Because he gave them to you. Hallelujah. Everything that we have this morning has been given to us by the hand of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you read on in these verses, you know, I just feel it so strongly in my spirit this morning that God wants us to recover everything. Every child, every son, every daughter, every wife, every husband, everything that the enemy has taken, everything the enemy has gone after in your life, the peace of God that passes all understanding belongs to you in the name of Jesus. I pray against every tormenting spirit this morning. I pray against anything that's oppressing your mind this morning. I come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command Satan to take his filthy hands off of your mind this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You're going to have to engage the enemy. There's going to be a battle. But God has promised you this morning the victory. Just as he promised David the victory, God is promising you the victory in the name of Jesus. You see, we have to mix everything with faith. We have to believe what God says. Are you hearing me this morning? I know some here were afraid as we get older that we're going to get Alzheimer's or we're going to get dementia or we're going to get this or we're going to get that. We're afraid about not that we're going to die, but how we're going to die. How many know what I'm talking about this morning? But friends, let me tell you something. Any fear that's attacking you today is not from God, because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Take hold of it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. You know, if you read on in this passage, and I didn't want to put all these verses here this morning, but David pursued, he defeated, and he took back everything. There was not one thing that was left behind. He took back everything. In the name of the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. That's what God's saying to you this morning. What God's saying to you this morning. Friends, God is creating in Grace Christian Fellowship not just a family, But he wants us to be a mighty army in the name of Jesus, doing battle and overcoming in the name of the Lord by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you know you're part of an army? I want to tell you this morning that you have been given the weapons of his warfare. I don't know why I have glasses. You know what it's for? So I can put my sunglasses on top of them. You don't need a helmet or a shield or a sword if you're not part of an army. Hello, someone. Let's go to Mark chapter 5. And I know I've shared on this story before, but I want to come back to it because there's so much truth in this story this morning, this depiction of when a man met Jesus who was full of demons. Mark chapter 5, verse 1, and they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, you know, I've said this before, I just want to say it again. If someone wants Jesus, can I say it again? If someone wants Jesus, there's not a devil in hell that can keep them from coming to him. Hallelujah. There's not. If someone in this valley is addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever, and they want Jesus, there's nothing outside or inside of them that can keep them from coming to him. Now, you know, when I read this story, and I've read it so many times, and I've preached it so many times, and I keep learning more. But look at verse 2. And when he had come out of the boat, when Jesus stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. It's almost like that man was waiting for him to get out of the boat. As soon as he stepped out, there's the man. You'd think all those demons in him would get him to run in the opposite direction. But they couldn't keep that man from coming to Jesus. One verse from another gospel says, he came and met him and worshiped him. With all those demons inside of him, he came and worshiped the Lord. He had an unclean spirit. You know, there's a lot of people that have an unclean spirit. I think there needs to be more deliverance than we're giving heed to. I think a lot of people need deliverance. Are you hearing me this morning? Even Christians can get delivered. Can I say it again? Even Christians can get delivered from oppressive spirits. From oppressive spirits. The Bible says he had an unclean spirit. Verse 3, who had his dwelling among the tombs. Now, why would somebody want to be among the tombs? Because tombs speak of death. Isn't that what the devil wants to do? Not just to steal, but to kill. To kill, to murder. that take lives. I mean, a place where there's tombs is not a happy place. It's a place of grief, of loss. That's what the devil's all about, folks. Killing, stealing, and destroying. And let me tell you, that's what he's doing with our younger generation. He's trying to get into their heads and get them to feed on things that are not of God, getting them addicted, getting them bound, getting them shackled and chained. The Bible says he was dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains. Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. You know, that's man's attempt to deal with addiction. Hello, someone. That's man's attempt to deal with issues that are spiritual in nature. In the name of Jesus. Can I say that? It's man's attempt to deal with things that are spiritual in nature. I don't know. I don't care how much education people get. Education in itself is not the answer to the homeless situation, to the situation that we're facing here in BC with addiction, drugs, alcohol. It's not just more education. No, there's a spiritual component to this. There is a spiritual component to this. And the solution is a wonderful man named Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Neither could anyone tame him. Now they're giving the opioids out free. You know how you used to go to this little machine and you would put in your toonie and you'd get a chocolate bar? Now you put in your fingerprint and you get your dose of opioids for the day. And let me tell you, and I'm not prophesying this morning, but in my heart I believe that the current government eventually will make all drugs legal. They think that's the answer. That's not the answer. The answer is Jesus. The answer is the King of Kings. The answer is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That can set someone instantly free in the name of Jesus. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out, and listen to what it says here, and cutting himself with stones. I want to stop here for a moment. Cutting himself with stones. Do you realize that's an epidemic among a lot of young people, cutting themselves? Young people are taking knives or sharp objects. They'll go into the bathroom. They'll seclude themselves and they'll cut themselves and watch the blood flow. You know, I want to say this morning that a lot of that is demonic in nature. It's demonic in nature.
Friends, if there's any group of people we need to be praying for this morning, it's the young people. It's the children. We ought to get up in the morning and pray for them. We ought to, when we go to bed, pray for them again. And if we need to fast and pray, let's pray until the powers of darkness are broken over this generation. Can somebody raise their hands and praise the living God? Cutting themselves. And this man was crying out. And you know, crying out, cutting themselves is a form of crying out. They need help. They need help. You know, life has become more complicated. People are being bullied, even on social media. Lives are being snuffed out. And the Bible says he cried out and cut himself with stones. You might think I'm crazy, but I want to say this morning, we're in a spiritual battle. For this generation, this younger generation. Let's move on in this story. Mark chapter 5, verse 6. You see, when kids are young and they're 4 or 5 years old, it's easy to contain to a certain degree what they do, what they watch. As they get older, it becomes more difficult, more complicated. And we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit who begins to put an alarm bell inside of us that something is not right, and we need the help of the Holy Spirit to discover what it is. Mark chapter 5, verse 6. Oh, Lord, I don't know about you, but when I get to heaven, I want my kids to be with me. Can I say it again? When I get to heaven, I want my kids and my grandkids, and if I live long enough, my great-grandkids, I want them to be in heaven with me, and I'm not going to let the devil steal from me what belongs to me, that heritage of the Lord. Now, I know it can get discouraging. And sometimes we wonder, Lord, what's happening with my prayers? I want to encourage you this morning, don't give up. Don't stop praying for them. No matter how old they are, you keep on praying till your last breath. Keep on praying. Hallelujah. That's their only hope, is your prayers. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. So all the demons begged him. Oh, I like this. All the demons begged him. How many know that you have authority over demonic powers? You are not the tail. You are the head. Hallelujah. That wags the tail. Come on, somebody. The tail is not telling you what to do. You're in charge. You're in charge. Jesus has given you authority to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ, to cast out devils, to heal the sick.
Sometimes we talk like the devil's bigger than he really is. The demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine." Wow. "That we may enter them." And at once, Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000, because the man had a legion of demons, and a legion is roughly 2,000. Can you imagine being possessed by 2,000 demons? Friends, it's not important how many things you get for your kids, how much stuff you get for them. The most important thing is that you have time set aside to pray for them. Hello, someone. To pray for them. Hello, can somebody say amen this morning? To pray for them. That's the most important thing that they need. Yes, they need your time and attention, but they need your prayers. And I thank God this morning that every day that I woke up, even as a teenager, I could hear my dad praying, praying, praying. Praying. I want that to sink in this morning. And the herd, notice what the herd did. Didn't go off grazing somewhere. The Bible says, "And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea." You know what? That's what the devil does, doesn't he? He kills. He killed all of these swine. That's what the devil wants to do. Destroy. So those who fed the swine fled. They told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was and what had happened. Crowd gathered. Then they came to Jesus, and they saw the one who had past tense, had been demon-possessed, and had a legion, past tense. Now look at this, sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. Wow. That man got his mind back. Friends, if there's anything you want to get back, it's your mind. He got his mind back. Hallelujah. He was set free by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. You know what? People need their mind back. I want to say it again. People need their mind back. The devil has stolen their mind. They're not thinking clear. They're not thinking straight. He's got control of them through their mind. The Bible says here, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. The New Living Translation says he was perfectly sane. That means he was insane before. Because you're insane when you're running among the tombs naked. That's insanity. And it's insanity to keep taking something that's destroying you. That's insanity. To keep on doing something that is destroying you. That's insanity. You know what? Can I say it this morning? God wants to give people their mind back. Hallelujah. He wants to give people their minds back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Because when you start thinking straight, you start making different decisions. Hallelujah. You start doing things differently when you have your mind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a dramatic change in this man's life. And you know what the man said? I want to follow you, Jesus. If you read on, I want to follow you, Jesus. And Jesus said, no. I want you to go back to your town. I want you to go back where you were born, where you lived, and I want you to tell everybody what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, the greatest miracle is not somebody coming out of a wheelchair. It's somebody getting their mind back. Because so many people are losing their minds. And this morning, God wants to give people their minds back. He wants to give your children their minds back. In the name of Jesus. He wants to give your grandchildren their minds back in the name of Jesus. He wants to give your husband or wife their mind back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they would sit before you clothed and in their right mind. Oh, come on, somebody. Can you praise the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. You know, we don't need to be the smartest. Thank God for that. But the greatest thing you can possess is the mind of Christ. That sweet possession of a mind under the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Let's bow our heads. Hallelujah.